This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to get to Mike Johnson, the Swamp, Tony Gonzalez, Trump, the other things here in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to do this, though. I want to address blasphemy? I don't know if that's what the way I want to put it is blasphemy, but I just before we get to the politics, I have to address something because I don't know if you know this, but I'm an amazing boss, an incredible boss. No one's ever told me that. I just have decided that I am, and so that's the way it is. But you know how I smoked my world famous queso a couple days ago? As a pit master, I have a pellet smoker. I've come up with a queso recipe. I smoke it. I dip chips in it. I put it on a chicken sandwich yesterday. We're not going to go into the details of that again. But either way, you should know that it's amazing. And it's been independently verified by people who would tell me otherwise that it was amazing. But as a world-class boss, I decided to bring some in for producer Michael. In case you're wondering why Chris didn't get any, it has pork in it. I put chorizo in it. And so, no, I do not bring Jewish producer Chris things full of pork. So I brought some for Mike today. Michael's eating it as we speak, stuffing it in his fat face as we speak. And I asked him, right before we came on the air, I asked him, how is it? And he kind of gives me this side look in this kind of shoulder shrug thing that basically it just screamed, it's okay. That's what it screamed. That's exactly what it screamed, that it's okay. But it's not okay, Michael. So I would like you to calmly explain exactly what's wrong with my world-famous queso dip. Please, I'm all ears, please. You're not used to it. What part aren't you used to? The flavor? What does strong mean? Of course, oh, is it too spicy? Okay, so it's spicy. No. Be honest, it's too spicy for you, isn't it, Michael? You don't want to tell everybody because here we are on national radio. It's too much heat for your little tongue, isn't it, Michael? Just admit it right now.
Why are you gay?
You're not used to it?
Why are you gay?
What do you mean you're not used to it? We live in Texas. Your family, is it your heritage from like Lebanon or something like that? Queso's always spicy. Oh my gosh, I can't deal with this before. You weren't ready for it? Look, I'm introducing you to a whole new world. If anything, you should be angry with me for ruining other quesos, which will all fall short for you now. What, Michael? It is your first time. You know what it is? I'm gonna give you a pass on this one because it's your first time. Why don't you sit down and eat some more? Why don't you sit down and eat some more and let me know if, you know what? I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna talk about swamp drainage. We talked last night about a problem we have right now, and it is a problem. It's an understandable problem, but it is a problem. So buckle up, put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on. This might be offensive, but it is a problem. Donald Trump is running for president. Donald Trump is the most popular, powerful Republican in America. He swings a big stick with the GOP base. We just saw the primary results. There's no Republican who comes even close to Trump's popularity. But he is a man running for president. And as we've talked about many times, it's going to be a close race. Because he's running for president, he needs help. Not just from you. He is going to need help from establishment types. He is. That's the reality of it. He is. So he helps them. And the situation we have in the country now with the Republican Party is this. The dirtball establishment types will do something the GOP base hates, absolutely hates. You should see the poll numbers for GOP voters and what they think about this endless money for Ukraine. The GOP base hates it. And yet GOP leadership will constantly do things like pass it. Well, that's a problem for them because now their base, they need their votes. Their base is angry with them. So they need help. What do? When they need help, they turn to Donald Trump. Donald Trump needs them, and he does need them. I know maybe that hurts if you're a hardcore Trump fan, but like you don't like Lindsey Graham. And that would be most people, I would say, listening right now. I love Trump. I don't like Lindsey Graham. Yeah, I don't like Lindsey Graham either. If you're running for president, Lindsey Graham's been a senator for 8,000 years. He knows the ins and outs of a place like South Carolina. You need his fundraising list. You need $10 million from Lindsey Graham if you're running from president. You do, from his fundraising list. You need 20, 30, 40. You need big money from Lindsey Graham. Trump needs money. Bad. He's leaking money because he has to spend it all on these ridiculous trials. So yes, there's a need there. Trump needs Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham needs Trump. Lindsey Graham is constantly spitting in the face of South Carolina voters. Hey, I'm going to vote for this. I'm going to vote for that. Screw you, voters. You don't know what you want. So Lindsey Graham needs Big Daddy Trump, most popular Republican in the country, Trump, to come in and save his bacon. And Trump does. He goes to South Carolina. He gets on stage. I got to work on you guys. Lindsey Graham's been great. Ah, Lindsey Graham's awesome. Lindsey Graham turns and runs to the news. We played the audio cut for you last night. Ah, this Ukraine deal that passed to the House, we wouldn't have made that deal without Donald Trump. It's a really, really ugly situation in that Trump needs the establishment right now, and the establishment needs Trump right now, and they're both working together. But the problem is we're getting screwed, and in the end, it is Trump himself and Trump's goals, Trump's vision, Trump's message that gets screwed. You want an example of this? Well, who's Trump been running cover for? Days and days and days, he's been running Trump. He's been running cover for who? For GOP Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
But I will say, Mr. President, Speaker Johnson definitely improved the bill from what the Senate sent over a couple months ago. I applaud.
Trump and Johnson improved the bill. Here's Trump himself on Mike Johnson.
It's not not an easy situation for any speaker. I think he's doing a very good job. He's doing about as good as you're going to do. And
he said that multiple times now publicly. Mike Johnson's doing a great job. Trump got involved in the Ukraine passage, was helpful to them on it. Now, there's an article today saying it was essentially saying it was from Axios, but there's all kinds of articles on it that's essentially saying Trump runs cover for Mike Johnson once again. That's what it says. Look, the headline is Trump doubles down on Mike Johnson after the foreign aid vote. Trump goes out there publicly, tells the GOP base, Johnson's the man, he's doing the best he can do, cut him some slack. Okay. Now, what's Mike Johnson doing as we speak? What's he going to do? He's going to fly out to Texas. Oh, that's nice. Right before it gets too hot. That's very nice. What's he doing out here in Texas, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson? He's flying out here to fundraise. For who? For a Mr. Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez is, oh yeah, he's allegedly a Republican, but he's the most detestable kind of Republican there is. This is a little sample of Tony Gonzalez.
Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
Yeah, his opponent in the primary is a guy named Brandon Herrera, good guy. If you're in Texas, you should definitely vote for him over Tony Gonzalez, and he's definitely not a Nazi. Tony Gonzalez voted to impeach Donald Trump. Let me say that once again. Tony Gonzalez voted to impeach Donald Trump on bill after bill after bill after bill after bill after bill. Tony Gonzalez will vote with the Democrats and against the GOP. If you had to make a poster of the swamp, if you had to make a poster of the GOP representative who's done more to kneecap your efforts, your desires, the poster could very well have Tony Gonzalez's face on it. Yet Tony Gonzalez is going to be campaigned for and fundraised for by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Tony Gonzalez, who voted to impeach Donald Trump. Now, why is Mike Johnson, why does he feel like he has the freedom to do that? Because Donald Trump's propping up Mike Johnson. Donald Trump's propping up the guy who impeached Trump. What are we doing? What are we doing? We can't drain the swamp like this. It doesn't drain this way. That's not how this works at all. We have to be the dissidents. And what we need is Trump to be chief dissident. We need revenge tour Trump. Drain the swamp, Trump. Fire the establishment, Trump. We can't have cover for the establishment, Trump. Because in the end, not only does it hurt me, it hurts Trump. Tony Gonzalez, if he's given the opportunity, is going to impeach Trump again. And you see crap like this, and you just throw your hands up and say, gosh, maybe he wants to be. All right, we're moving on. I want to get to some emails and the system taking care of its own and how that works and other things. Before we get to that, let's talk about this. You feel like you want to throw up right now? I do. You know, Fred used to have that problem all the time. After every meal. It's really awful when your dog has digestive problems. The paper towel bill alone is pretty bad. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you're sitting around frantic. You got to do something. Well, it turns out many dogs have many health problems because they don't get nutrition from their dog food. Rough greens is the only way your dog is going to get nutrition. You don't have to dump your dog's food. You don't have to change it. Keep getting your dog's food. That's what Muffy likes. But start pouring Rough Greens on his food. It's an all-natural nutritional supplement created by a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Dennis Black. He's even a Green Beret, the helicopter pilot. He just loves dogs. You want your dog to live longer? Fewer health problems? Pour Rough Greens on his food. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I just found the newest member of Congress. I had no idea.
USA is in debt. Everybody's in debt. Why don't we just print more money? And hold on, because I've heard the whole inflation, it'll go up topic. Well, just don't. Just don't make it go up. Let's just get the printers going. Let's print some more money. Like, aren't we the ones printing money? Hold on. Let me really logically think about this. The trees make paper. The paper is money. Okay, so we cut down more trees. Snip, snip. And we print some more money. The world would be a better place if I was president.
You know, you can make fun of that woman, but please explain to me how that's different than what every member of Congress does every single day. That's what they do. Listen to these people. Listen to this.
Will the Senate indulge the fantasy of pulling up a drawbridge? Will we persist in the 21st century with an approach that failed in the 20th? Or will we dispense with the myth of isolationism and embrace reality?
Could somebody, anybody, you're welcome. Look, I just gave out the email address. You are welcome to email me in anytime you'd like. I really would love to hear it because I just can't think of anything. I'd like to think that I know at least a little bit about history. I'm certainly not the world's expert, but when did we try isolationism in the 20th century? Which one of the world wars or, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War number one? When did America do the whole isolationism thing in the 20th century? Did I miss that? I must have missed that. But this is what these foreign policy types do. They act as if this world existed that didn't ever exist. And they act like it was this terrible world. And if we don't do everything they want and send all this money to whoever they want, then we'll, oh my gosh, we're going to risk returning to that terrible world where everything was coming apart. Yeah. Maybe everything started coming apart the second we strayed from the founder's vision of America and what America's foreign policy would be. And it, I mean, these people, they really are deluded.
Today, the Senate sits for a test on behalf of the entire nation. It's a test of American resolve, our readiness, and our willingness to lead. And the stakes of failure are abundantly clear. Failure to help Ukraine stand against Russian aggression now means inviting escalation against our closest treaty allies and trading partners. It means greater risk that American forces would become involved in conflict.
There it is.
It means more costly deployments of our military and steeper military requirements to defend against aggression.
Have you ever noticed something when these people do this thing that he just did? It's our allies and it's greater risk and boots on the ground. Have you ever noticed how often the neocons' arguments lack specificity in the same way liberal Aunt Peggy lacks specificity? Like when you ask liberal Aunt Peggy, hey, why do you hate Donald Trump? You think he's a Nazi? Well, January 6th, which part of January 6th? He's a racist. Really, you're not giving me any specifics. He hates women. But I don't understand. Could you give me some? Remember, you notice how it always lacks specificity. You ask me why I feel certain ways about things, whether or not you agree with me. I can give you specific reasons why I think this way about this, why I think this way about that. But liberal Aunt Peggy never can. And the wildest thing, I'm going to play it for you again. It's wild how these guys who want to bomb everywhere, endless money for them, endless money for defense contractors, endless American intervention, how you can never get clarification. And he actually says at one point in this thing, did you hear him when he said, it couldn't be more clear? Right as soon as he says it couldn't be more clear, you're waiting for the clarification. And then it's just a bunch of, well, I mean, there could be a risk of this, and maybe this will happen there. Maybe. I don't know.
Today, the Senate sits for a test on behalf of the entire nation. It's a test of American resolve, our readiness, and our willingness to lead. And the stakes of failure are abundantly clear. Failure to help Ukraine stand against Russian aggression now means inviting escalation against our closest treaty allies and trading partners.
Okay, let's deal with that one. If we fail to do anything now, it invites aggression against our treaty allies. Hold on, so we have to do something now because you've decided in your mind that he's going to invade Poland or something? There have been no indications of that at all. But again, that's all you get's the vague. That's all you'll ever get. All right. Chris is asking me about specifics on something, like child labor laws. Let's talk about that. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email us whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yes, as far as specifics, you ask me my stance on things and why I stand certain ways. I'll give you specifics all day long. But for some reason, liberal Aunt Peggy and neocons can't ever do that. It's always, well, maybe this, maybe that. Honestly, the argument you get the most from the endless money for Ukraine people is that Putin will march through Europe. If he takes Ukraine, he'll march through Europe. He's not even trying to take all of Ukraine. And what indication is there from anywhere that he would even want all of Europe? There's been no indication of that at all. You just came up with that in your mind. And now you're trying to sell me that that's the reason we have to continue this endless charade. And that brings me to the child labor law question. Because yes, in case you're wondering, it's not just a bit for radio. I don't like child labor laws. I think they're ridiculous. I think they're the result of the American people once again doing what has doomed people endless times, the American people looking at the federal government and saying, somebody do something. It was a propaganda campaign. You ever read up on how these child labor laws came to be? Yes, there were terrible abuses of the American worker. Not everywhere, I should note. This is, it's just crazy how often people will take something that happened and act like everyone did it. You'll see this a lot today. What's a great example of this? Today they'll do the, well, America was a racist country. Or maybe they'll say America is a racist country. And maybe you'll say something to the effect of, no, that's crazy. And they'll say, yeah, well, what about slavery? America was a racist country. And maybe then that's when you'll shut up because we did have slaves and that's a terrible thing to be. And that's awful. And well, yeah, but even that was far from universal. And many, 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 many Americans viewed the entire practice as being utterly detestable. So because there were some bad people who did it, that's what America was. No. So back to what we were talking about. They do this to you all the time. They do this to us on the right all the time. Child labor laws, they campaigned for them on the back of what was happening in a few places. Yes, you don't want kids down in the freaking coal mines for 12 hours a day. I realize that. That's not what you want. That's not how you want children treated. However, that wasn't the only child labor going on in America. The coal mines where they're down there with whips and children across America worked odd jobs to get work experience, learn responsibility, to help support families who needed it. Tell me right now, how many families out there right now have had mom had to go back to work or dad had to take a second job? Maybe that's your situation right now. Maybe mom and dad had to take a second job or dad had to take on more hours. Now you never see him. He'll never be at one of your baseball games, but he's working himself into the ground trying to keep you in your house and keep new shoes on your feet. You know how many people, maybe that's your situation right now. You're telling me 15-year-old Aiden, he can't work 10 hours a week down at Chick-fil-A and bring in a little money to help cover the grocery bill? Because that's how child labor was always treated in the country, as a way to help families get by, help the kid get some extra money, teach responsibility. Shoot, I got two boys. You can have both of them on the weekends. They're perfectly capable. They got to work odd jobs around the neighborhood, rearranging garages for old people and stuff like that. No reason my 13-year-old can't be out there flipping burgers somewhere. No reason whatsoever. Good. Get out of the house. Go in or living. So, but again, whether you agree with me or not, you ask me specifics. You ask me to defend the things I want to defend. I can give you specifics. Not these, well, maybe, well, we run a risk of, or well, but for some reason, Liberal Aunt Peggy and the neocon types never can. And instead we get this stuff. And actually, I want to expand on this really quickly because there's some confusion about Democrats. Well, we'll set aside our own neocon dorks for a minute. Let's talk about Democrats and their obsession with this whole Ukraine thing. Now, we're going to do something here. We're going to set aside the elite types. I'm talking the Joe Biden types. Set aside Joe Biden. Set aside BlackRock. Set aside the McConnell types. Set aside the guys who are just there washing money in Ukraine. Let's just set that aside for a moment. We know why they're heavily invested in Ukraine. Remember, we've talked to Mike Benz before on the show where he outlined the CIA's involvement there. But let's set all that aside for a moment. Let's set aside the elite communist scum and let's deal with something else. The street communists waving Ukraine flags and most of the dork Democrat members of Congress on the House waving Ukrainian flags around. This is Bill Keating. You're about to hear audio of Bill Keating. He's meeting with Zelensky, and he has a special gift. Listen to how embarrassing this is, and we'll explain why.
Hello, sir. Bill Keating from Massachusetts. Good to see you. And I have something that you're really going to like.
Yeah.
This is the official tally of the vote.
Yes, I see.
For the supplemental aid.
Yes.
And look at that vote. 73%.
Yes. Thank you so much. 73.
That's a good vote.
Good. Very good. Thank you very much.
He went over there and did some very odd-looking video where he meets Zelensky and hands him a binder that shows the vote tally, showing that a bunch of money's more coming. And look, even if you're for all that money, it was so teenage girl meeting Justin Bieber-ish, and it was very odd, right? Well, why? Why does your liberal Aunt Peggy have a Ukrainian flag in her Facebook thing? Why? Okay, let's talk about that for a moment. Pause, set that aside, we'll come back to it. Do you remember when Trump was president, how often a reporter would get him to denounce white supremacy? Do you remember how often he was asked about it? It was endless. From when he was running to when he was president, sit down interview after. It wasn't a one-off. I'm sure there are montages out there available of it. I don't have one right here. And Chris, you don't have to look for one. If you find one, that's fine. But I'm sure there are montages available at it. But every time he would sit down, but you do condemn neo-Nazis, right? Wait, you do condemn Trump. You do condemn the white supremacy. You do condemn. What were they doing there? Why were they doing that? Donald Trump's no racist. Donald Trump has an entire career of working with people of every skin color, religious background. It's well documented too. He used to be praised for it all the time, working with Jesse Jackson, the works. Not some racist. So why would the reporter do it? She knows that. That communist knows that. So why would she constantly ask him about that? What she's doing is she's doing word association, attaching that label to Trump. So if every time he sits down, he's answering questions about white supremacy, in the mind of the human being watching, they're going to start to associate white supremacy with Donald Trump. It's a very effective technique. Communists do it very, very well. That's why I screamed endlessly about playing that game. You should never, ever, 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 ever condemn anything the media asks you to condemn, because they don't actually care whether or not you condemn it. They're just trying to find something ugly that creates ugly emotions in people, and they're trying to attach it to you. So for the way it would work here is if I ask Chris every day about lima beans. Hey, Chris, how you like lima beans? You're a big lima bean guy, right? And of course, Chris doesn't like lima beans. No one on earth would actually like lima beans. Lima beans taste like whale vomit. But if I asked him that every day, hey, Chris, you still eating those lima beans? It wouldn't matter how much he denies it. No, I don't like lima beans. No, it's no lima beans. We would start getting emails of you talking about Chris and lima beans. Hey, Jesse, I bet Chris is still eating lima beans. Hey, what about the lima beans? So what is any of that? What's the white supremacy, Trump, Chris, lima bean stuff? What's that have to do with Ukraine? Why does that explain why liberal Aunt Peggy has a Ukrainian flag in her bio on social media? I'll explain in a moment. Before we explain that, let me explain this. The culture war has to be fought at the corporate level as well. It does. We have to fight it every time we go out and buy things. If you're going out this Saturday, this weekend, you're going out to dinner, the movies, or whatever, it's stuff you should consider. It's stuff I have to consider. I live the same life you do. Wife, kids, out shopping around, doing things. With your cell phone, the cell phone makes it easy to fight that battle because of Pure Talk. Pure Talk is the reason we can fight that corporate battle with our cell phone bill, because Pure Talk gives us everything. When I say everything, I mean, well, Jesse, what about the service? They're on the same 5G network. Well, Jesse, I love my phone. I don't want to change it. Keep your phone. They'll let you, or they'll sell you a new one. Hi, Jesse, I don't want to go through the pain. Changing my phone number is a nightmare. You don't have to change your number. Keep your number. Well, what about the bill? We're already having a hard time making ends meet. Your bill goes down. Down. My bill got cut in half. Switch to Pure Talk. Plus, they love you and your values. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. It's time to switch.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour left on the Jesse Kelly Show. If you miss any part of it, the podcast is free, just like the show is. Go download it. The iHeartRadio app's also free. Everything's free. Just, you know, free this and free that. Everything but freedom.
You know, freedom is not free.
Download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Back to what we were talking about. Ukraine this, Ukraine that. Setting aside the elite communist scum, the Bidens and the McConnells and CIA and all these people washing money over there. Why does your liberal Aunt Peggy talk about Ukraine now? Why does the average dork congressman wave a Ukrainian flag? Well, it actually has nothing to do with Ukraine. Did you know that? And it actually doesn't have anything really to do with Russia either. Did you know that? It doesn't really have anything to do with foreign policy at all. Always, always, always remember. This is an old saying, and it's not mine, but it's 1,000% true. Democrats do not have foreign enemies. They have domestic enemies. Your liberal Aunt Peggy has a Ukrainian flag in her bio. And yes, she thinks she's pro-Ukraine and loves the place. There's no question about it. Yes, 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 yes. I got all that. But why? Here's why. Just like Trump being asked about white supremacy all the time, Russia, the word Russia, automatically, if you're an American, the word Russia creates negative emotions in you. Because that has been our geopolitical foe for the longest time. Just the longest time. I don't have to go through the background of it. You know, us and Russia have been going at each other for decades and decades and decades. Therefore, being anti-Russia is ingrained in the heart of the American citizen. So the communist takes that and uses that. The average American hates Russia, okay? So the average American dislikes Putin. Okay, we've got something here. Now, how do we take our domestic enemies and attach them to that? How do we do that? Well, let me ask you. Have you said anything to friends, family members, maybe said anything on social media questioning endless funding to Ukraine? If you have, what did you experience? You know what they called you. What they call you? Pro-Putin. You're a Putin puppet, you see. You're pro-Russia. Pro-Putin. What are they actually doing? Because they were doing that long before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They were doing that all throughout Trump's presidency. Pro-Putin. He's pro-Putin. He's Putin's guy. What are they doing? They're taking an evil, bad guy in a country that you instinctively don't like, and they're attaching it to their domestic political enemy. Therefore, if you don't like Russia, then you don't like Trump. That's called word association, and the communist is so good at it, and the GOP is so bad at it because the GOP doesn't understand what the communist is doing. That's why they get so exasperated, all of them do, when they sit down for these interviews and the interviewer is all, well, don't you condemn white supremacy? And he's all, yes, I already said, I just said last week, I just said I condemned white supremacy. Why are you just, I'm so exhausted. You keep asking me about this. Didn't you listen to the last interview? I condemned it. I said I did. No, no, you don't understand, dummy. They know. They know you're not a white supremacist. And they know what you said in the last interview. It has nothing to do with that. They're taking something ugly, something people instinctively do not like, and they're attaching the word to you. That's why whenever you say certain things, hey, I don't know if we should keep writing blank checks. That's why you get the, we're pro-Putin. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, always remember, she's a robot. She's more robot than human being. She is programmed. These are programmed responses, and the programming works really well. And you'll even see Republicans get on this all the time now, especially the losers in the middle. Again, I'll play this little clip. This is Tony Gonzalez, that evil piece of trash who Mike Johnson is fundraising for as we speak.
Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
Yeah. Automatically. Neo-Nazi. White hoods. KKK. That's what they're doing. Always keep that in mind. All right? All right, let's get to some other emails. Hey, Jesse, I'm an active leader, watcher of your shows. Just watched your I'm Right show tonight on the Ukraine bill. Mike Johnson threatened us over sending our military to fight for Russia. I would just like to point out an observation. Just like we have military-aged men crossing our southern border, if you go back and watch the beginning, 70% of the citizens who are fleeing are military-aged men who want no part of defending their country, FYI. Yeah, look, I have mixed emotions on that. Not mixed emotions about all the illegals coming here. You know my thoughts on, everyone knows my thoughts on that by now. It's not that. I have mixed emotions on the whole fleeing their country thing. And here's what I mean. You and I, we've been so blessed to live in America. And I'm not doing the cliche patriotism thing. It really is such a blessed country. And we are, man, we're blessed to be here. And for so much of our lives, America has been a good place. No, our politicians have always been scum. And yes, we've always had problems. I'm not saying that, but such a good country full of such good people. You know, go look at the charitable giving numbers by nation. America's just, it's been such a good country. And so because of that, you and me, we're full of patriotism. And we think to ourselves, if America was invaded, I'll tell you right now, I'm not going anywhere. You have to kill me, Jack. Let's get it on. That's the way it's going to be. I don't care who it is. You come stomping in here, it's on. So we take that patriotism and we project it to other places. I don't know what it's like to live in Ukraine. I don't know what it's like to live under a government that corrupt, although we're finding out here. Maybe I would have been on a train out of town, too. I don't know. I don't have the. This is the only country I've ever lived in. I don't have the answer to that question. I do know this. I do know our government is turning into that here. That's why all that FISA stuff's going through, stealing all of our data. By the way, do you have your silent bag yet? You understand that it's not just major corporations. It's the United States government hoovering up your data at lightning speed. The people who despise us, they're collecting our information. Do you think it would be a good idea to maybe stop that or slow that down a little bit? That's what having a silent bag is all about. By the way, it's SLNT, SLNT. They're signal blocking Faraday bags. They're patented. When your phone, when you're not on it, it needs to be in a silent bag. When you're not on your laptop, it needs to be in a silent bag. Silent.com/Jesse. SLNT.com/Jesse saves you 15% plus free shipping on qualifying orders. Protect your data as if bad people want it because bad people do. All right? We still have an entire hour left. Let's talk about the system speaking with one voice. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.